Welcome to the Until Sunday podcast with Pastor Ben. My name is Ben, and I'll be doing this podcast. I'm excited about the possibilities of being to help you to learn the Bible, but also to grow closer to Christ in your walk with the Lord. And it'll not only become a place where you can gain knowledge of God's Word, but more importantly, that it'll change your life, and you'll be able to walk in the ways of the Lord and see Him more and know Him more and know more of what He wants for your life. Some of the main things I'll be doing in this podcast are the three areas that I really enjoy about teaching God's Word and helping people understand God's Word. One of those, a big one, is to help people understand what's going on in today's world and how it lines up with Scripture. That we can see how the Bible is playing out, and some of these are in end times type of prophecy events. Some are just how God is using these different events to maybe grow your faith. And what the Bible says about that. The other thing I like is to take portions of Scripture and really break them down, help people to understand if it's a difficult passage or maybe just an encouraging passage that will help people understand what it was really saying, what it was really meaning, and to be able to see what God wants for them in that. And then the third area I really enjoy is to be able to get questions from people and answer those for them, where they can ask anything they want, whether it's something they know is in Scripture that they've read, or if it's something in their life. And they said, does the Bible even talk about this? Because I've been a pastor now, for 36 years I've been doing this, and I've had so many people come to me, and they've asked just about every question I can think of. And so I really enjoy helping them answer their question and helping them relate it to the Bible. So I have an email address. It's untilsundaypodcast@gmail.com. And it's where you can email me and ask anything you want. I can assure you that if you ask a question of me, I will never use your name or anything like that. I don't want to embarrass anyone. But I'll be sure to answer the best I can, coming from the Lord's Word, and that we can just grow together in our faith. So those are the three areas where I really want to focus in on this podcast, and I hope that it'll be a blessing in your life, and I'm excited about it. Now, just a little bit about me, so maybe you can know a little bit about my background, not just ministry-wise, but also my walk with the Lord. Like I said, I went into ministry when I was 20 years old, when I started working in my first church. I've served in churches in five different states now and really enjoy it. I love pastoring. I love preaching. I love teaching the Word of God, and I love ministering to people. It's been a great joy for me. I went to college and got my degree in theology, and I also went to seminary and obtained my master's degree in divinity with a concentration in Greek and Hebrew. So that's kind of my background from a scholastic standpoint. But as far as a personal standpoint, I grew up in a Christian home. I had a mom and dad who were very adamant that church was to be a central part of our life. And fortunately for me, I was blessed beyond measure to grow up in a fantastic church in Texas. The church was incredibly loving. It was incredibly good to me. But most importantly, from the time I was a little boy, I always seemed to have Sunday school teachers or people in my life who not only taught me the Word of God, but I saw it in their life. My best friend growing up, I would go to his mom and dad's house all the time, and we'd spend the night with each other. And his mom and dad really showed Jesus in their life, and I was very blessed by that. And my mom and dad were the kind of people that we went to church on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night, and anytime there was anything, we were there. My parents were very close friends with the pastor and his wife, so I was surrounded by people who loved the Lord from a very, very early age. And so when I got to be about 11 years old, I knew the gospel. I'd heard it many times. And I'd seen many of my friends who would make a decision for Christ at Vacation Bible School or in Sunday school, and they were getting baptized. And there's a part of me that thought, boy, I know I need to do that. But I also knew that I wanted it to be something that was really real between me and the Lord. That I knew that God loved me. I knew that Jesus had died for me on the cross. But there was something about it that I was just holding back. And one night I was in my bedroom, and our pastor, who as a boy, I don't know if so many people may be like this as me, but I really didn't pay attention to the sermons very much because I really didn't understand them very much. But there was one time our pastor started preaching about the return of Jesus. And he told us that Christ was going to come back in the rapture of the church. And there would be a sudden event. And we would hear the trumpet of God sound. And the dead in Christ would rise. And I was just fixated on what he was saying. And I was excited about the return of Jesus. But I was also very scared because I knew that I'd never given my life to Christ. And so when I was 11 years old, he was preaching through that. And one night, I was in my bedroom, and it was late at night, and my parents were already in bed, my sister was in bed, and I was being very convicted that if the rapture of the church were to happen, I knew I would be left behind. And I even came up with this crazy idea in my head as an 11-year-old boy. I knew that my mom and dad were saved, and that if the rapture happened, I knew they would be going, but I also knew, I thought my mama would never leave me behind. And so I thought, if I hear the trumpet, I'll run down the hall, grab onto my mother, and I'll go up with her, and she'll hold me tight. That was my way of thinking, and it's kind of silly to think of now, but when you're 11 years old, you know, you think those kind of things. And so as I was thinking that, it was something happened that, to my knowledge, had never happened before at our home and never happened afterwards, and that was that Southwest Airlines flew into our city, and for some reason, one of the planes changed its course when it was landing at the airport and came right over our house. I'd never heard an airplane come over our house before until that night. And when it came over the house, I thought it was Jesus coming back in the rapture. And it terrified me. My plan to run down the hall and grab my mother went right out the window. I just froze. And so the plane flew over and I ran down the hall to see if my parents were still there. I opened the door and sure enough, they were asleep. And I realized that's not what it was. So I went back to my bedroom and I thought, well, I made it that time. But then I thought, what if that had been Jesus? I knew I'd been left behind. I knew it was because I never asked him to forgive me my sin, to come into my life and to be my Lord and Savior. And so right there in my bedroom by myself, I just cried out to him verbally. I said it out loud and I said, Jesus, please save me and come into my life and forgive my sin. And that was when I gave my life to Christ. And it was an incredibly meaningful moment in my life where I knew that not only was I giving my life to Christ, but something in my little 11-year-old heart said, I will live for the glory of Jesus Christ as long as I have breath on this earth. I knew that's what I wanted to do, was to glorify him with my life. And I've been raised by parents to act right and do right, but my main motivation was to bring glory and honor to Jesus. And I loved him deeply, and I wanted to honor him. So as I went through my teenage years, my testimony is not real dramatic. I never rebelled against my parents. I never went and partied with my friends. I never did anything that was bad. The teachers liked me. I made good grades. I did the right thing, never broke curfew, the whole thing. But it was only because I loved the Lord, and I wanted him to be honored with my life. And when I was 18 years old, I felt him calling me into ministry, and I felt that that was what he wanted me to do as my vocation for the rest of my life. And so I told him I would. And I said, I'll do anything you want me to do, Lord, except I won't be a pastor. That's the only thing I won't do. I'll do anything else in the church, because when I was a kid, I had a speech impediment. And I had a bad problem about speaking in front of people, and I knew that the pastors had to preach, so I said I wouldn't do that. But eventually, the Lord did a lot of things in my life and led me to become a pastor. And that's what I've enjoyed doing for a long time now. And it's a great thrill. But as I went through my life, the greatest part of my testimony is that, not to brag or anything about me, it's all been about the Lord, is that I never really rebelled against him. I never did anything that I'm really ashamed of in his presence to be able to say I did. One of the things I know that when I was 30 years old, I did something amazing. I got married to my wife, and on our wedding night, I was able to present myself to her pure, which is something that's odd in our society nowadays, but I did that because I love the Lord. I've tried to raise my kids only for one reason, and is that they would grow up to honor Jesus with their life. And now I have a 22-year-old and a 23-year-old, and both of them love the Lord deeply. And I'm very, very proud of them. I have a wonderful marriage that is based on the Lord. And so God's been good to me. He's been very, very good to me. But it's all been based on him really guiding my life over and over and over. And I tell you, the biggest way he's done that is through his word. And just knowing his word and studying his word, but then living it and obeying it. And so one of the things I want to do in this podcast is just to glorify Him, but also to lift up the wonders of His Word, and that people will see it, and not only see what it means, but see how it can change their life, and that it will be the thing that you want to love, the Word of God, and want to see it play out in your life. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope that you again will be willing to interact with me some through the email, and that if you have questions or comments, that you'll be able to send those in. But I'm looking forward to it as we go through this time together and this journey together through the Word of God, and hope that it will bring glory and honor to Him above all things. Remember, the email address is untilsundaypodcast@gmail.com, and that will go directly to me, and I'd love to hear from you. Before I leave, the one thing I want to let you know is why I chose the name Until Sunday. For many people, Sunday is a day where people will go to church. There's many who may be of another faith, but there's a different day that people pick. But for my background, Sunday is the day that people go, and I don't want people to leave their Christianity and their belief in God or their looking for God on Sunday. I want it to be something that carries on throughout the week. And so on Sunday morning, I will preach to a large crowd, but I wanted to do something during the week where people could say, you know what, it's not just about a religion I do on Sunday. It's about a practice of the Word of God, where I follow Jesus with my life Monday through Saturday as well, and to have something that will carry them through until Sunday. And until we meet again in our churches, that we'll have something to get into God's Word and know what He wants for us to do day by day as we walk with Him. Thank you again for listening, and I hope that you'll continue to listen to the upcoming podcast. I'll be trying to release 2 a week in the coming days, so I hope that'll be a blessing to you and that God will use this in your life. Before I leave, let me just pray, and I hope that this will be a wonderful time for you. Father, I love You, and I thank You that You love us the way You do. I'm so grateful, most of all, for Jesus, and that we have the promise of eternal life because of what He did for us on the cross and the power of the resurrection. And God, also, I'm so grateful that You didn't leave us just to wonder what You wanted for our life, but You gave us Your Word. We have the Bible to guide us, to direct us, along with the Holy Spirit, and we're so grateful for that. It's a blessing beyond measure, and we pray that we will take advantage of that so we can grow closer to You, we can live for You, and we can follow Your ways. Be with the people listening today. That I pray that whatever's going on in their life, that they will seek You with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that they will find You when they seek You earnestly. I love You, and I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.